Pilate asked of Jesus, "What is truth?" That question is the norm of today in our society. We live in a relativistic world. No sometimes means no, maybe, possibly, but not quite certainly. Yes may mean yes, perhaps, unless I mean no. And we certainly don't know what the meaning of is. Therefore, truth is what we believe the truth is today. May I ask, are we as human beings really that dumb? Do we really not know what yes and no mean? Are we really confused over right and wrong? Is truth really relative? We know better. Our problem of ascertaining whether truth is absolute or relative is not intellectual, but moral. We as people do not like to be told there are some things that are absolutely right and wrong. Why? Because we want to do what we want to do. We don't want anyone telling us what we can or cannot do. And God forbid that we should point out sin. If there really is such a thing as sin, then there really is such a thing as an absolute right and wrong, which means there is such a thing as an absolute standard, truth. The problem of understanding absolute truth is not new to our day. Isaiah spoke of the same thing. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Why did the people of Isaiah's day confuse right and wrong? Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight, Isaiah wrote. That's the problem today as well. The problem is not, is truth absolute, but whether we in our eyes see it as absolute. In our pride, we want to do other than what God commands. Therefore, truth becomes relative. We allow our pride to determine what is right and wrong, not God. In order to correct this problem, we need to understand truth is the standard by which all knowledge is ascertained, whether it be in the field of law, science, medicine, or religion. Truth is the standard. For example, when we go to the store to buy a pound of meat, we are confident it has been correctly weighed. What gives us that confidence? A standard of weights and measures. Truth. We recognize the importance of truth in every area of our lives until it comes to religion. Once we recognize truth as the standard for all knowledge, we must admit absolute truth has a source. Truth is absolute because it comes from a sovereign God. Sovereign means above or superior to all others, chief, greatest, or supreme. We can't get any higher on the scale of government than God. When we say God is sovereign, we include the idea that his authority is inherent because of who he is and what he has done. As Paul wrote the Romans, that's what makes the Gentile behavior so sad. They exchange the truth of God for a lie. They exchange the sovereign God and his authority for their own standard. What did they then do? They committed the vilest acts known to man. Listen, for this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. Do you see why admitting truth to be absolute is a moral problem, not an intellectual problem? They did what they wanted to do, but they could not do that and admit there is truth. Why? To admit there is truth is an admission there is a God. And by right of creation, he has the right to tell me what to do. We cannot get more fundamental than thinking truth is absolute because it comes from a sovereign God. Once we understand God as creator, that says something about his power, wisdom, greatness, excellent kindness, and majesty. Who am I? Nobody. What can I do against him? Nothing. Who shall I go to for counsel? no one. But look, he holds our very lives in his hands. He has the right to rule our lives. He gives absolute truth. Listen to Paul once again. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has become his counselor? Or who has first given to him that shall be repaid to him? For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Truth is woven into the fabric of our universe. It is ordained and sustained by God. We can disregard truth, but we cannot destroy it. It is indestructible. When men change the image of an incorruptible God into the form of man, we have a God we make in our image. That fits what we want to do. If our God is one we can carry about in our pocket, then we're never wrong, are we? Then truth is what we make it. Furthermore, our sovereign God has not left us to wonder what truth really is. He has revealed what he wants for us to please him. Truth has been made known to man. However, it takes a special kind of heart to see that truth is absolute. Not everyone will, because not everyone wants to. Not only do we owe God a debt of gratitude and service, we must listen to him. His word is truth. Scripture contains truth that God breathed. Each word is from the mind of God. No man could have imagined the truth God revealed. Only our sovereign God could have produced truth, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. He produced the truth in such a manner that man can know the truth. Listen to John. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it's from God or whether I speak of my own authority. Notice, if anyone wills to do his will, he shall know, and the truth shall set him free. Our problem is we've lied to ourselves that we know the truth, until we have crippled our hope of learning the truth. Or we have convinced ourselves, another lie, that there is no certain truth, so that even faith becomes a leap in the dark and essential to avoid despair. Or maybe truth is subjective, every man to himself. We know that truth in the material world is not so vacillating. 2 + 2 = 4 to all men. God is different. Finally, truth by its very nature is singular. Truth is intolerant and exclusive. It's not subject to arbitration, nor subjective appraisals. That which is truth is real and genuine. The truth is not some philosophical extraction which is reached by the reasoning of the human mind. Truth is not relative to time, change, or feeling. Truth is without exception or exemption. It's not subject to recounts, no hanging or pregnant chads. It's not subject to a presidential veto, congressional approval, or a ruling by the Supreme Court. It's the standard by which all else is measured. It is objective. God has revealed truth. Our challenge is to search and find it.